Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 87. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. On the holy mountain stands the city founded by the Lord. He loves the city of Jerusalem more than any other city in Israel. O city of God, what glorious things are said of you. Interlude. I will count Egypt and Babylon among those who know me, also Philistia and Tyre, and even distant Ethiopia. They have all become citizens of Jerusalem. Regarding Jerusalem, it will be said, quote, everyone enjoys the rights of citizenship there, end quote. And the Most High will personally bless this city. When the Lord registers the nations, he will say, quote, they have all become citizens of Jerusalem, end quote. Interlude. The people will play flutes and sing, quote, the source of my life springs from Jerusalem, end quote. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 87 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. This is an incredible vision of an incredible future when all the nations gather and worship our one true God. This psalm speaks of the surrounding nations being counted as citizens of Jerusalem. They are God's people. These nations had historically been enemies of the Lord's people. Yet the wrongs have been forgiven and the people have been reconciled. Jesus has destroyed the walls that divide human beings, which is also found in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14, so that all who love him are one and united. The Apostle Paul wrote of this in Galatians chapter 3 verse 28. It is not enough to end division. You must create unity. People will always find reasons to divide over race, class, age, finances, and more. The solution only comes when there is unity around something. The sacrificial love of Christ changes how humans can understand and use power. He is both our example and our center of unity. Christians have not been perfect, but Christianity has, at times, created peace through serving, sacrifice, and unity in Christ. For most humans, the only path to peace is through dominant power, crushing all who oppose your cause. This is not the way of Christ. Christians are invited to fulfill the vision of this psalm by following the way of Christ. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. When you are in a situation of conflict, how could you follow the example of Christ? What are practical ways you can work for unity in the world? What does it really take to create unity between races, sexes, ages, etc.? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.